your questions answered. The remedy for ignorance is asking questions. Prophet Muhammad. The spirit of inquiry is the hallmark of an open society, and the above saying of the Prophet aptly illustrates this principle. A culture of curiosity and open-mindedness will foster development in any society by motivating its members to learn enthusiastically and enrich their knowledge. This is because awareness of one's ignorance is half of knowledge, as it becomes a stepping stone to seeking and finding answers. A questioning mind is like a flowing river that is replenished with fresh thoughts and ideas and continues on its journey. What are the signs of the coming of the Day of Judgment? The Day of Judgment will take place when the period of human trial comes to an end. Some of its signs include widespread immorality, an increase in senseless killings, and the spread of ignorance despite the availability of knowledge. There will also be frequent natural disasters and noticeable changes in the natural order, for example, deserts turning into green lands. Practices such as gambling, drinking, and immoral behavior will become common. In essence, the Day of Judgment will come when human beings lose the moral justification to continue living in this world created by God. At that time, all of humanity will be brought back to life for divine judgment. How is the Day of Judgment described in the Quran? The Quran describes the Day of Judgment as a striking calamity, a great earthquake, and the day when people will rise from their graves. It will be a day when perfect justice is established, and every deed, no matter how small or large, will be taken into account. For wrongdoers, it will be a day of great fear and terror. However, for those who believed and did good, it will be a day of mercy, and they will be admitted into God's grace. How will humanity be divided on that day? On the Day of Judgment, humanity will be divided into three groups. The foremost, as-Sabiqun, the people of the right, Ashab al-Yamin, and the people of the left, Ashab al-Shimal. The foremost are those who accept the truth immediately when it becomes clear to them. They submit without hesitation and act upon it fully. They are the ones who recognize the truth at the level of discovery. The people of the right are the ordinary people of paradise. These are those who lived righteous lives according to their faith and character. While they may not have had a deep level of awareness, they were sincere in their belief in God and His Prophet. They tried to remain just and lived with a sense of accountability. Many of them accepted faith through tradition but remained sincere in following it. The people of the left are those who will face punishment. They are those who lived without any sense of accountability. They were arrogant, mocked the Day of Judgment, and gave importance to things other than God. They spread corruption and wrongdoing, and therefore they will face severe consequences on that day. The Day of Judgment is described as the Day of Loss and Gain. Explain. In this world, people think in terms of success and failure. Those who succeed are praised, while those who fail are looked down upon. However, worldly success and failure are temporary. The real success and failure will be decided in the hereafter, based on divine moral values. Those who recognized God, followed His guidance, and did good for others will enter eternal paradise. Those who rejected God's signs and spread evil will face lasting punishment. What good news is given to believers in the Quran? God has promised believers who do good deeds a vast paradise filled with everything that brings joy. On that day, they will be happy and at peace, together with their families. All sorrow, hardship, and pain will be removed from them. They will live forever in comfort, peace, and security in the gardens of paradise. How should a believer live in these times? A believer should remain hopeful and positive until the end of life. They should fulfill their duties towards God and towards others with sincerity, and avoid falling into negativity. They should also read the Quran and reflect upon it. Share God's message with others and pray regularly. Teach and follow the guidance of the Quran in their daily lives.